Corbin Sanderman from Three Hills, Alberta, and I'm 18 years old.
And you get your first Alberta Junior Hockey League victory tonight, and it comes against the defending Centennial Cup champs. Corbin, what does this win mean to you?
I mean, it means a lot. I've been working hard for this, and the boys really showed up tonight to pull it out for me, so I'm really proud of them for that, and it's just a big win.
You bet. Last Friday, you got a chance against the same team, come into the game in relief after Connor picked up an injury there. You went 14 for 14 to get the team to overtime and a shootout, and you guys come up just short in that one. But how much confidence did that performance give you getting another chance at the Canucks tonight?
It gave me a lot of confidence. They're a good team, there's no doubt about that. I think just coming in there in that setting and just breaking it down and playing a simple game helped, and I mean, that gave me a lot of confidence to come into tonight.
For sure. What did you like about the way that your team performed in front of you tonight? You guys managed to kill off their first couple power play chances and play with the lead for most of the game tonight.
I think for me it's just the relentlessness and just the compete. I mean, there was glimpses where they started to launch a comeback and we shut that down and we just competed a full 60, and that's what really gave us the win.
You bet. You had a goal disallowed that would have given you a lead on Wednesday, but on this homestand you've been having to fight back from two or three goals down. Getting that early power play goal from Sam Jungwilano, how much did that change the outlook for tonight's game?
I mean, it's a big deal for sure. Sam's a great player, and I think he doesn't always get the credit that he deserves, but tonight he showed up and was big for us.
You bet. Your power play started the night with him getting a couple goals there, and struggled numbers wise this year. What did you like about the way the power play looked tonight?
I mean, to be honest, power play hasn't been great our first few games, but they've been working hard in practice. We've been changing things up, just trying to figure it out, and it seems like we're finally getting some traction, so that's big for us.
Riley Peterson also was a physical presence tonight with his big frame, and he winds up getting a response goal after Bracco got them on the board early in the second period. That could have been a moment that flipped the game, but to get up 3-1 then right after that, how big was that shift for that line?
I mean, that's a big deal for that line. They did a good job of responding and just keeping the pressure on them, and I think that really helped.
In the third period, you guys got outshot. I believe it was 20-4. Just how much did it feel like you were battling through time under tension there to try and get to the finish line?
I mean, those are the games where you're just enjoying it. You're enjoying every shot, enjoying every second. And I mean, it's really simple then. You just have to do your job, and you're not really thinking about anything else. So.
Excellent. On the back end here tonight, Zee Jamal got you that goal late in the first period, his first AJHL goal, gets you the 2-0 lead at that time. He was also out there in a penalty-killing role tonight with Thomas. What did you see from Zee?
I mean, just the same player he's always been. He's working hard. He's doing what he can to contribute, and tonight he got a good look, and it helped us out a ton.
You bet. Sam Jungwilano, I seem to see a lot of time trying to go short side high on the forehand. He gets a goal going far side on the backhand tonight, and then obviously they set him up on the dot for a nice one-timer on the other power play, and then he gets the empty netter. What have you seen from Sammy G when it comes to his offensive ability?
I mean, he's great. He sees the ice so well, and he can play with anybody, so it's an effective player to have on your team, and just really good to see him find some success tonight.
Excellent. You obviously have a chance to work here with your coach, Adam Marcoux, this season. How has he helped you, and what are some of the things that you've been focusing on with him in practice?
I mean, Adam's great. I think for us, it's just breaking down my past games, finding things to focus on, and then putting that into action. And I think he's great of having a plan and just coaching me through that part of it.
In the third period there, it seemed like you wanted to keep the play alive a number of times. When it got to the crease, you'd paddle it to a safe place and keep things rolling, keep the clock rolling. What was your idea behind that?
I mean, I think just get it far away from my net as possible. Sometimes you can have a bit of a whoopsie if you cover it or whatever and stuff happens. So I think in that kind of situation, when we're up a goal or two, it's just important to try to get it far away from your net.
Again, never going to be easy against the defending champs, but to get this win tonight over them, what does this mean going forward, taking on Grand Prairie tomorrow and looking ahead?
I mean, it means a lot. I think we've been having some good games. We've been having some tight games, especially compared to the start of the year. So I think just getting momentum like this and putting it into a weekend is great, and being at home is also awesome, so happy to be back.
Excellent. How many friends and family did you have here tonight?
I think I had my mom, dad, sister, girlfriend for sure, and then my billet family came, so probably others, but those are the ones I can name.
Yeah, and you get your first AJHL win, so congratulations, Corbin. Keep her going.
Appreciate it. Thanks.